In Baghdad today, the top commander of the U.S. ground forces in Iraq pledged to aggressively target crime in the city. Lieutenant General David McKiernan insisted that order is slowly being restored to the capital. From Baghdad, NPR's Guy Raz reports.
Though accounts of murder, violent crime, and rape are relayed to international journalists and humanitarian workers here on a daily basis, the top military officer in Iraq believes the situation is getting better.
There is still a law and order problem. There's no doubt about it. But as I get reports from the units, we have seen somewhat less frequency of those reports over the last 3 weeks or so.
Earlier today, the New York Times cited unidentified officials who said that the top civilian leader here, Paul Bremer, will now allow soldiers to shoot on sight civilians engaged in looting. The commander of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division, Major General Buford Blunt, denied the Times report, saying no such changes to the rules of engagement have been handed down.
Well, yes, we are aggressively targeting looters, but we're not going to go out and shoot children, you know, that are picking up a piece of wood out of a factory and carrying it away, or a bag of cement, unless the soldier's life is threatened. We're not going out aggressively shooting looters, no.
For his part, General McKiernan cited two main threats to law and order. One, petty criminals. The other, more serious, he said, are lingering elements of the former regime, whom McKiernan blamed for much of the slowdown in restoring basic services in the city. The general said several repairs made by coalition forces were subsequently damaged by supporters of Saddam Hussein. But when asked where specifically, McKiernan offered no examples. The reality now is most Iraqis blame U.S. forces in the city for the breakdown in law and order. Just down the road from where McKiernan held his news conference, employees of the foreign ministry arrived to collect a one-time payment of $20. Two young civil servants, Salma and Nubna, stood under the blazing sun and stared at the charred remains of their former workplace, damaged and burned by looters. They didn't have much time to talk. They needed to get back home before dark. No one goes out after dark anymore, they said.
We don't go far. We don't go outside the door even. We are, I live in fear. Always I'm afraid.
The only one that had a freedom is those thieves and gang. Nobody else.
McKiernan acknowledged the problem and said that by the first week in June, 4,000 military police will arrive in Baghdad to help bolster the existing 35,000 U.S. troops now stationed here.
Getting the security situation right will take time. And as I said last week, the coalition is engaged across a broad front of activities. We were successful during the decisive combat operations phase of this campaign, and we will be successful with the Iraqi people in transitioning to a safe and secure environment.
By the end of this week, McKiernan said he'd release a new policy on the private ownership of weapons. He offered no specifics. At the moment, military officials estimate there are more than 1 million guns in private hands throughout the country. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.